Syria has launched a major offensive against the rebel-held part of the city of Aleppo. And this is happening as diplomats are at an impasse over how to unwind a complicated and devastating war. There have been meetings all week at the United Nations, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. and Russia are still at odds.
Secretary of State John Kerry says he's keeping the door open, hoping that Russia, which backs the Syrian regime, will use its influence to rein it in. But one of the Syrian activists Kerry met in New York last night, Mohtasem al-Soufi, says it's time for the secretary to realize the deep contradictions between U.S. and Russian objectives.
Regardless what they agreed on, every party has his own agenda. The Russian agenda is not for a political solution and a political transition. From what we see on the ground, the Russian agenda is for rehabilitating Bashar Assad regimes.
Soufi says Kerry made clear in their private meeting that the U.S. isn't about to send in troops or have another Iraq or Afghanistan on its hands.
We told him two things. First, we are not asking for invasion. Second, there are other alternatives.
The U.S. and its coalition partners, he says, could bomb Syrian airstrips, for instance. What Kerry wants, though, is for Russia to ground Syria's air force. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is brushing off that idea, saying he won't go beyond the deal agreed to this month, which requires the U.S. to separate moderate rebels from terrorists and share intelligence with Moscow.
Any special measures which go beyond the document of 9th of September are senseless if we don't start separation.
U.S. officials say they are starting to think about what's next, but don't really have a plan B. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, says the war in Syria, quote, weighs on everyone, including President Obama.
I mean, he's the first to say that he's not satisfied with the picture out of Syria, with the rise of terrorism, with the flow of refugees, with the heartbreak that so many families are enduring. So it's no easy choice. And I think, again, we have put in play just about every tool in the American toolbox short of making war against the Assad regime.
We spoke earlier this week when there was still some hope that the U.S.-Russian diplomacy could get back on track. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.